Mobile.
Waiting on Bernice to go in and get a wellness bone scan. It tried to take a snooze until I was so rudely interrupted.
Remember the comic Steve Martin?
But you know what? That's the very first thing Bernice reads of a morning is the comics. She says that's the only good part of the newspaper.
A person. His name was Steve Martin, a comic, and he was in some movies.
Oh, yeah, I remember that idiot. He's a tremendous banjo player.
Yes, he is. Well, one of his taglines is apropos for me interrupting your nap. Well, excuse me.
Okay, that's LND7J. That's one.
Oh, me. Well, goodness. Now, see, you done dried my throat out trying to say excuse me. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, I've been down to the doctor this morning, too. They've drawn blood, played vampire on me, and I'll probably get the results in about 2 months.
I guess I would have thought maxillofacial surgery.
There's an old saying out there, why mess with perfection?
You got me on that one, Steve. Touché. Shoot. Well, it's a beautiful morning, a little crisp, but beautiful. Oh, we got a lot of running around to do this morning. I think all these in Walmart, which I despise going to. And then I got a tonneau cover for my Tacoma I've had for years. There's some guy down at my son-in-law's work. I'm going to drop it off down there. He wants it, and I told him he could have it for $50. Means it's a friend of my son-in-law's. It was only on the truck 2 years, and the guy parked it in the garage, and the truck only had 19,000 miles, so it's in pretty good shape. We got that to do. And then we accidentally bought some tilapia yesterday, and it was okay, but I like channel catfish better, so we'll drop that off at the daughter's house on the way down there.
Like you got a full day running around to do, bud.
Once we get done down here, we'll go swap out and take the pickup truck. I haven't drove the pickup in a week except to take some goodies over to my neighbor's just to heat it up the other night. Bernice baked something. I forget what it was. And so I took it over there, and they're always appreciative of it. And they love Bernice.
There you go. Well, how does this radio sound? Is it pretty good, pretty crisp, clear?
As far as I'm concerned, Steve, couldn't be any better. It's excellent.
Very good, very good. Well, what I did was I moved my 857D out of my diesel truck over to my little runaround car, my Saturn, and I put my ATOS antenna on there with it. And this morning on the way into the doctor, I talked to a fellow in Texas, Seguin, Texas. And so I guess it's doing pretty good.
I've heard of that place. I don't know where it's at. The only place I've ever been in Texas is I went to International Horn Convention at the University of Texas for a week one time at Denton. And played in a horn choir and had a lot of fun. And then I went to San Angelo, Texas, to work on some water valves that we had manufactured. And it was out in the middle of the desert next to New Mexico. When I went there, I'd say it was the armpit of the world.
N4DJC.
Okay.
Hope you're doing well. Steve, your audio sounds really good on it to me. I didn't know whether I've just changed my mic settings. I don't know whether my audio is still too low or not. I'm talking low, so I didn't know if it was getting through okay and it was understandable or not. N4DJC.
Good to me, good and clear. Yeah, couldn't ask for better. How about you, Tom? What do you think on your end?
Roger. Sounds excellent. Your audio's perfect. And my name's Tom, and I didn't catch yours.
Jerry. Juliet Echo Romeo Romeo Yankee.
Sounding great this morning. Join in the discussion there. We're just rag-chewing. Go ahead, Steve.
What I have to say is important for all people everywhere. Listen, I'm kind of like, what is that financial outfit? E.F. Hutton. When Steve speaks, people listen.
Jerry, take that with a grain of salt.
Right. As long as you get good financial advice, I'll certainly listen.
Hey, I tell you what, best financial advice that I can give anybody is don't fool with the stock market. Put your money in dirt. That's what I did. Man, I tell you what, I'm making money off of rental fees and all that kind of stuff in a building I own. And as far as Social Security is concerned, that is passive income instead of taxable income. So, dirt. They ain't making no more.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way a long time ago. What little we had when we was back in Kansas, I put into my nephew's company, and it lacked one person to get approved for phase three. And it was all politics. They had a great, it was an MRI contrast agent. And it wasn't radioactive, but, oh, that was a mistake. The stock market, I liken it to the casinos, although I am exposed to it some. And the advisor says, well, if you don't, you're never going to make any money. But I don't know. CDs are slow, but they're steady. Go ahead, Jerry.
I tell you, I'm pretty diversified. I had property for years and always kept some property, light property, and we had a farm property the family did. And that stuff just, it takes years for you to make any money off of it unless you got a rental, but it does accumulate wealth over a period of time. But with, our taxes are so low here in South Carolina, it's, if I was a little younger, I'd probably do some more real estate investment. But at my age, I'll be 70. It takes so long for that stuff to develop into steady income unless you're gonna put some money in it. It's kind of out of my time bracket. But Steve, you're talking about Skeen. I've been to Skeen, Texas. It's been about 25 years ago. And it's now kind of it's out of the, you head out of Austin and San Antonio and head south.
Yep, nice. From what I've heard, it's a nice area out there. And by the way, remember when he was in elementary school, there was one little kid that could not get away with anything, always got caught? Well, that was me. And as far as stocks go, man, I tell you what, if you want to sell short, let me pick one that I think is going to be a winner, and then you sell short on it, you'll win.
This is N0TR. Yeah, I don't even know what that means, Steve, but, I never was a winner on that, even when it was going great guns, so, about 90% of what we got is in steady income. I have a great notion that at the first of the year, with our esteemed Democratic government, the stock market's going to go flop. I have a notion to call Ameriprise and tell them to put mine all in steady income, but he always advises me not to. And what little we got, I can't afford to lose it, I'll tell you for sure. But we're thankful for what we got. And I'm not in the right pay grade bracket to go out and buy any real estate, especially for what they're getting for it now, Jerry. They're making every cow lot and pig pen available for building houses now.
Safe Friday. Yeah, that's the way it is. You about have to be a developer in order to make any money off of anything. The lot below the house here has changed hands. It's probably the only vacant lot in the whole subdivision. The subdivision has been here since the mid-60s, I guess. And it's been considered unbuildable for years, but a guy came in from Easley and he dug three holes and passed the perk test on two of them, so he claims he's going to build a house there at some point in time. But that lot was offered to us for $2,000. But if you don't have your own equipment to clear it off, all the big trees, on it, it costs you $20,000, of your best friends to clear it off. So you got to have money to make money. But I've got enough, and I'm diversified. I got about a third in stocks, a third in bonds, and I got probably a third in CDs, that sort of thing. They don't pay a lot, but they're still there. But hopefully, I can just live off my income stream for a while. And matter of fact, I got to talk to my financial advisor sometime today. We're going to do some moving around in anticipation of what may happen after January.
Well, guys, I just pulled into my driveway and the UPS van pulled in right behind me, so I got to jump out. Tom, you have a good afternoon. And Jerry, try not to get caught. 73's you guys, KN4, VWA, clear.
Okay, Steve, nice to hear you this morning. You have a good day, 73's, and to you and the family. And yeah, Jerry, that's about the way we are on ours. And, my dad used to love them CDs when he was working on the railroad, and but did they pay some interest. Now, I don't know what they're paying, but I think it's about a 1% or something or less. It's or 1.5, I think. But slow and steady, it'll get you there eventually.
Well, see you later, Steve. Have a good day. Probably talk to you a little bit later today. Yeah, Tom, the interest rates have been in the past, especially some of the straight bank rate interest, is almost like you're paying them to keep your money for you. But it's protected. Everybody tells me that you lose money on inflation and that sort of thing. And I understand that, but you also it's not at risk. You have to have a certain amount of income set aside. We can grab it in a hurry or use it until the way I look at it is I've got enough income to last me a number of years without having to touch anything in my market or bond holdings or anything like that. We're very fortunate to invest it early and made some pretty good investments over the years. But we also have to realize what could happen. That last dip in 2008, it scared me enough where I moved a lot of money around and trying to catch the market sometimes, like trying to catch a balloon sometimes, and other times when it starts falling, it's like trying to catch a falling knife. It's just not, you just have to pick some quality stocks to be in it for the long haul, I guess. People, these day traders, I know they make money, but I don't have the fortitude for that.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I remember back in Kansas, we were very poor, and I worked there 62 and a half years. Now they get minimum wage as much as I was making just about, and I was a head electrician. So times have changed. They want $15 an hour now to flip burgers. It's gotten kind of out of hand, and I think it may get way out of hand, especially if something happens to Biden. Vice president, she wanted to defund the police, and she put up money to bail out the people that burnt the businesses down and killed people. So I have no respect for the government that's coming in. And we'll just pray that he's old school. But yeah, I saw friends of mine really get hurt bad. Company people, which I wasn't, their 401 was their retirement plan. And I saw some of them go from over $250,000, which was a lot of money back then, down to $60,000-$70,000 just overnight. And I saw it again when they finally, the last 3 years, I worked at this company 32 years, they let us working guys invest in a 401. So I put in 16%, I think it was, of my wages. And which wasn't a lot, but and then they'd match so much. And real quickly in that last 3 years, it went up to about $28,000. And then overnight, I think it was about the time you're talking about it. It was before that. It fell clear down to $8,000. That was crushing. But I've seen that happen over and over and over. My neighbor here a year or two ago, whenever it crashed, it was a few years ago. He lost over $40,000 just overnight. And, that'd be a lifetime of savings to me.
You know, the thing that's disturbing, of course, you know, I fully agree with you on what's coming up in January. I don't know what to expect. Hopefully the downside will be minimized. I'm not sure they can do that or not. I don't think they're capable of it, but one of the things that I've always told people that ask me is that I've been in this thing a long time, and I pull my hair out all the time, and I don't see how these brokers advise. I don't see how they do it. I don't have the stomach for losing my own money, and especially somebody else's either. But all these pension funds, teacher pensions, and a lot of these pension funds, they're all tied to the market too. And a lot of people think that they won't get affected. I said, well, if that pension fund quits paying out like you think it's going to, I said, if you don't think they'll cut those pensions, you got another thought coming. I said, everything is tied to the market. That money just doesn't sit there growing. You don't make 4 or 5% a year on CDs, like some of these pensions need to grow and even grow more. And a lot of them are underfunded by billions and billions of dollars. And when it comes time to pay out, that money is not going to be there. And that's what's disturbing to me, that so many people think that they won't be hurt by this, but by anything that happens to the market. But it gets us every way from Sunday, N4DJC Friday.
Yeah, Jerry, you're absolutely right on. And it's worrisome, I'll tell you. But what are you going to do? They just, I don't know, it's crazy. Any little thing in that market just goes nuts anymore. So I don't play with it. Heck, I bought 50 shares of GE when our daughter went to work for them. Oh, gosh, many, many years ago. And that was a great expenditure to me and my wife. And it was after the kids were raised. And it was like $48 a share. I think the last time I looked at it, which had been a long time ago, was about $8. And GE, people don't realize it. I remember going to school on an electronic drive in Erie, Pennsylvania. And when I drove in there, I was just in awe. I was from Kansas, and that plant employed 16,000 people, and they built locomotives for the railroads. they don't even have that anymore. They sold that, and they've sold off and sold off and sold off, and the old boy that was the head of it reaped all the profits, the CEO on that. But he just ruined that company. GE used to be a mega business and one of the top 10 in the market. And it ain't zilch anymore.
Mission Railroad. My grandfather was an engineer. My dad worked for local short line up until he went to into service in World War II. He worked for a little while. He was a railway express agent after the war, but then he gave it up and let his brother take it over. And he got in the postal service back in 46, I think 46, and he worked there for 36 years, I guess. And he retired, I guess he retired in 76. He passed away about 20 years ago now, I guess. But he got a nice pension out of that. You know, he didn't make a lot of money when he was working, but the pension was good, and the health insurance was just outstanding. You couldn't ask for anything any better. But, my grandfather was an engineer, and he, as a matter of fact, he's got a, on his little memorial placard, he's got the, you know, that Brotherhood Railway Engineer. So Brotherhood Railway Engineer, it's an old union. In fact, in those days, you had to be a member of the union to even in the South in order to be able to get a decent job. He worked as a conductor. He worked local short line over here from about 1910, and they retired in 1960, and they gave him but it was a Southern Railway connector. But he ran everything from steam to diesel.
My dad started out shoveling coal as a fireman on the Kansas City Southern Railroad. Mom said he'd come home and he'd be so black you couldn't tell he was a white man. And he'd just fall on the floor and go to sleep. And there comes my wonderful wife. And amazing progress they made, technology they gained. It's open. You know. The engines now are all big screen, flat screens, just like the airlines are. It's totally amazing. But, you know, I was mentioning GE. They were. They're big in the aerospace industry and build all these big GE9X engines and stuff for the 777 and the 787s and whatnot. And look what's happened to the airlines during this pandemic. So that really hurt them, too. Well, Jerry, the pleasure's all mine. I've enjoyed visiting with you. Thank you. You kept me from going to sleep, and I'll probably feel much better for it. And the wife got her bone scan. We've been married 52 years, and we do most everything together, Jerry. 73s, and I'll be clear on your final, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. This is N0TR, Tom in Greer.
I can tell you, my wife and I are kind of short-timers, I guess. I think we'll have 50 years coming up about 2022, we'll have 50 years, so we're short-timers, I guess. But we do the same thing. We do everything together since we're by ourselves for the most part. But you guys stay safe out there. Take care. Good talking to you, and I'll catch you again real soon. WTRN4DJC, clear.
KB4CBA.
Can't you hear I just signed off? Don't you know better than to call me when I'm, what am I doing, Bernice? Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Jerry. I'm out here mobiling around. I've got sales mobile, but anyway, headed to the, it's a dentist, but he's making a device for me to wear in my mouth to keep me from having sleep apnea.
Oh, we was hoping to keep you off the radio, but no such luck, I guess. Isn't that right, Jerry?
Boy, today by my dentist. I just had some implants done back. I've had all forms of them, but I just got a few done back in May, finished up after about a 10-month process, and he's wanting me to wear something like that, too. And I'm not sure I can do it. I'm going to have to give it a try, though.
It's bad. Now, the first couple of days, it's real tight. And first, I don't know, 2, maybe 3 days, and your teeth, you know, when you first take it off, your teeth kind of ache just for a few minutes. But after that, it loosens up a little bit, and now it's still snug, and it won't come out of your mouth on its own. You got to pry it out, but they do it that way because they don't want it coming out, you know, while you're sleeping. But it does pull your bottom jaw forward, which pulls all that anatomy forward and on down your throat, and that's where it's cutting off your airway. So and it works, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper and a lot less maintenance than the CPAP.
Yes, Dad.
Well, Tom.
Oh, you dropped out. I was going to say Maurice could use one of those, but she wouldn't even go get the sleep test. Why? I don't know. Well, she didn't want one of them machines.
Well, Bernice, you do it at home now. They send you. You have to go pick it up, but they give you a little sat machine. Monitor that you clip on your finger like you would use in a hospital, and they have an app that you download on your phone, and it monitors your sat rate while you sleep.
And Dave, you was kind of in the shadow of the mountain, I think, and send her up to you.
Sound too bad. I don't think I have sleep apnea. I think they just want me to do mine to keep my teeth aligned, to make sure I don't do any grind or anything like that, because I had a couple of implants replace four teeth, and you know, it's like a cantilever over one over two teeth. I have to kind of be cautious with that. I mean, they're in there solid, but they don't want you hitting on them and grinding them, because even a crown it can be damaged. But they've mentioned that to me, and I kind of resisted them a little bit, but I think I may give it a try. But that, you know, not having to just putting a little thing monitor on your finger there and having an app, makes a lot more sense and seems to be a lot easier to do than what they used to do, you know, trying to diagnose it.
Oh yeah, I've had 2 sleep studies where you had to go and they hooked you up to all them wires, put all them wires up to you, and you know, it was crazy. But now you just put that thing on your finger, you sleep in your own bed, and you don't even know it's there. And then you get up the next morning and they have the data they need, and you know, you return that thing to them, and so anyway, and then I that was a different person, and then I go to the dentist and they make the thing for your mouth, and they do it digitally now. They don't put that goop in your mouth. They do it with a pen. It's really crazy. So they just go around and do it with the pen, and it fits perfect.
Great. Maybe she'll change her mind. But I doubt it. She's German and hard-headed, and kind of like me, set in her ways. Well, do they put some suction cups on you, Dave, there at night?
Cups.
Well, to monitor your respiration, kind of like an EKG.
Yeah. It's just, you know, when you go in the hospital and they put that little thing on your finger, on your index finger, usually to monitor your oxygen saturation rate, that's all it is. And you just clip that thing on your finger and go to sleep, and it records. You have to have an app on your phone, and it records all your the information it needs to record, and then you give it back to the person that you got it from, and they get the information out of it, and you know, tell you how bad your sleep apnea is, and whether or not you need to go and have something done about it. And I tell you, this orthotic device is just, it beats the heck out of having to use a CPAP.
Boy, that sounds really great. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Jerry.
That CPAP thing, that thing is just, yeah, they say that thing, you have to clean it all the time, and yeah, you look like you're hooked up to, like you're going into deep space or something. I just think, you know, if you put something around my head like that, I'd be clawing out of it. But you talk about using the digital scans to fit the apparatus or device, whatever they call them. But we've been seeing a dentist here in Anderson for quite a few years, probably 25 years, I guess. And, you know, the last time I went, I just wasn't real happy with what he was doing. And so I kind of looked around. There's another guy here locally in town that is just a single, and it's just him and an assistant and like a hygienist, I think. And he'd been around here for years, and I never knew about it, but he does the same thing. He uses a digital scanner with a little pen to scan the inside of your mouth. And then he also has one of those 3D milling machines where he can, if he has to have a crown done, he could actually, you know, mill it inside, in-house there, and you'll have a crown ready in about an hour. And the ones he does are just, he's actually cheaper, believe it or not, by about 15% than the other guy was. And then the other guy had to put the temporary on, wait 3 weeks or whatever and get it done. And it never did fit exactly right. This guy does it. Since he can design them in-house, he can kind of model them to fit your bite and your mouth. So it's been worthwhile for us to change it in, which is, it's hard to find a good one these days. This guy does a great job, though.
I think I am in a bad spot now. Am I hitting the machine?
Yeah, you're there. You're a little weak, but you're there, Dick.
Because I don't have the repeater full quieting. I'm sitting in the parking lot here, and I'm kind of rolled around a little bit to see if I can get it better, but this is about the best I can do. Anyway, I need to go on inside here and let them see what they're going to do. It's no big deal. We're adjusting the, figuring out which band, rubber bands I need to use. They're not really rubber bands, but they're elastic bands. And so we're, I think we're about there, because I'm certainly waking up feeling a lot better. And another thing sleep apnea did for me was I had nightmares, so I don't have those anymore.
They say you never learn nothing here. They got that wrong. Thanks for all the great information this morning, Dave. Appreciate it. And you have a good day, whether I mean it or not. If I did something like, it would be out of character if I did something nice there. Anyway, 73's Dave. Take care of that Mustang. This is N0TR.
Hey, Bernice, would you slap him for me? I'll thank you later. And, you know, I'm kidding, Tom. And Jerry, good to talk with you, too. And I hope all that work you had and all works out good for you. 73's, and I'll talk to y'all later. KB4CBA clear.
See you later. Hope you have a good day. And Tom, you have a good day, too. I'm going to let you get back to driving. And I'll say hello to Bernice, even though she didn't know me. But she must be pretty tolerant, I suppose. I know mine is and me as well. But you guys have a good day. Stay safe. Stay safe, Tom. W0TR, N40JC.
Hi, Jerry.
That's my war department. She's the introvert, and I'm the extrovert. And you got to know me and Dave and Steve and Rusty and all of us kid around. But we're pretty close. So take care, and we'll see you later, Jerry. And it's in November, Zero Tango Radio. Not that it matters. A W call's even better. But I'm in Zero TR for the last 26 years, I guess. 73's Jerry. This is in Zero TR, clear.
In Zero TR. I knew that, but I just didn't say it. Have a good afternoon, guys. We'll see you later in 4DJC, clear.